This is Larry Glover Live. Your chance to talk about the cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. Endless conversation, lower action. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more plan, a little less fun. A little less land, a little more fun. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And maybe satisfying me. Satisfying me.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our program here on Larry Glover Live. Sorry about that. I apologize about that, but we've got you now. And as is always the case, switched out microphones and had a little bit of an issue. So I think we're good to go now. 253-5959-590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. We all take your calls and comments for the next 2 hours. Talk a little Kentucky football and a little Kentucky basketball. The Kentucky football team still a 3-point underdog to the Vanderbilt Commodores. And the Kentucky Wildcats will be trying to win their fifth game of the year. Sorry, a little discombobulated. I had a strange day today, and maybe I'll get into it more maybe another time. But just a very stressful, very strained day. And I apologize. A little scatterbrained. That's nothing professional, just on a personal level. Had a little bit of a family health scare today. And it's just been weighing on me all day, so I apologize about getting too personal, but I just wanted to kind of explain why I'm so out of it today, so I apologize about that. But certainly a respite for me. We certainly appreciate that, and we'll get to your calls and comments here on the program tonight. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. We'll take your calls and comments here on the program. A lot to talk about. We got a basketball game on Friday night, football Saturday afternoon, basketball Friday night, Saturday night, rather. So two basketball games sandwiched around a football game. Busy UK weekend. The basketball will cruise to a couple of victories. The game that'll be focused on by most people will be the Vanderbilt game, which is coming up Saturday afternoon. The the Vanderbilt game coming up on Saturday afternoon, Kentucky, as I said, a three-point underdog, and desperately trying to get to a fifth win. Of course, you got Charlotte looming, a game that Kentucky certainly expects to win. And if you can win Saturday against Vandy, then bowl eligibility almost a certainty. Here's the question, though. I was talking with a friend about this, I guess, last night, yesterday, and about where this game ranks in the Mark Stoops era. I think certainly this is the most important game of the Mark Stoops era in my opinion. I think that's about where it falls. If you win this game, you'll likely get to bowl eligibility and get to a bowl game. And even if you lose the bowl game, I think people would look at the season as a mild success. You lose Saturday, you probably finish 5-7, because if you can't beat Vandy, I bet you're going to be Louisville. That's just, I mean, just to put it very bluntly, if you can't win against Vandy, you're probably not going to beat Louisville. That's the way I see it. So if you win Saturday, then you could argue that all is well in some regards. Now, it's still the issue of how they're playing and the individual players getting better, so on and so forth. That's neither here nor there. You win Saturday, you get to bowl eligibility by beating Charlotte, and you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. So how important is the Vanderbilt game in your opinion? I think that's where it comes down to. I think it's the most important game of the Mark Stoops era. I really do. I think it's really that important. You've got a team that won two games the first year, five last year. You go 5-7 again this year with some of the bad losses. Well, I shouldn't say bad losses, not competitive losses. I didn't expect Kentucky to beat Georgia. I didn't expect Kentucky to beat Mississippi State. I was skeptical about Tennessee. I thought they would all three be more competitive than they were. I thought the offense would be better at this point, and frankly, it just isn't. The offense is not very good. John Hale, the Courier Journal who covers the UK football beat, had a column today asking a question, or grading, I guess is a better way to put it, grading the team on the offense, a D+. Defense, a D+, and special teams, an F. Those are harsh grades. They really are. Can we dispute them, though? I don't know that I would give the offense and defense Fs. Maybe F against Georgia. I would lean maybe I'd rather D+ in offense and defense. Maybe against Georgia, I would lean probably more to C-, something along those lines. A C- is how I would give it. I think below average. I wouldn't say poor. At times poor, yes, but at times not. I think the defense even was a mild surprise the first four or five games, but the last four, it's been a decline, certainly. And I think a lot of the reason why it's been a decline, frankly, is that you've got a defense that feels like they have to go out there and force the three and out or keep teams from scoring every single time to stay in the game. There's not enough offensive firepower by Kentucky's offense to give the defense a little bit of a breather from time to time. The time of possession in the Georgia game, the discrepancy was almost 15 minutes. Georgia had the ball 15 minutes more than Kentucky in time of possession. You've got a defense. I mean, I use the golf analogy. You may miss the fairway in the first hole and get up around the green and chip on and maybe make a 4-foot for a par and walk to the second hole. And you may do it the second hole also. And the third hole, you start to put more and more pressure on that putter. And you start to make mistakes with your short game because you have to constantly bail out your long game. The defense is having to constantly bail out the offense, and now the defense is breaking down. And on top of that, too, you're also facing better competition. Let's face it. The three best teams Kentucky's played this year are the last three teams. Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Georgia, in that order. I mean, Mississippi State's the better team. Tennessee's second best. I think Georgia's the worst team. It's just they played Georgia on the road. But now you get to the sort of a lighter end of the
get to a little bit of a lighter end of the schedule. I never dreamed Kentucky would be an underdog at Vandy this year. I thought Kentucky would win. I didn't think it was going to be a cupcake. I didn't think they would roll. I didn't think they'd beat them 45-10. I thought it would be, you know, Kentucky just to play well to win. I expected them to. I never dreamed that they would be an underdog. I mean, I never dreamed Kentucky would be an underdog this season to Vandy. But you've found yourself in a situation where you dare to think 7-8 wins this year, and now you're thinking, you know, dear God, get me to 6. Kentucky's scrambling to get to 6 now. You know, I heard in a local interview, I didn't hear it, but I've been told in a local interview that Mark Stoops got pretty testy with some of the questions. So I think he's feeling the pressure a little bit now. And that I think that's a little bit of a sign of inexperience as a head coach, and that doesn't doom you. I think anytime you deal with criticism for the first time, you take it poorly. I mean, I remember the first time I was criticized about something I did on the air, and, you know, I couldn't get out of bed the next day because I thought, you know, I'm ruined. Everyone hates me. But that's part of the game. That's why you make, you know, $3 million a year to coach college football. You're going to deal with pressure. You're going to deal with criticism. That's part of it. We're going to take your prediction on the Kentucky-Vandy game with the winner getting a gift certificate from our friends over at Sutton's Restaurant. Also, too, by the way, we've got basketball predictions we're taking, looking for season record. Season record and how far do they go in the big dance? A friend of mine who's a local artist has made a nice piece of artwork that we're going to use to give away for this contest. So keep that in mind. It's super nice. State of Kentucky's got a little bit of a blue and white in it, and UK. And see, they can't do the logo because that would be a trademark issue. But the he's got the UK on it, and it's really a nice piece of rustic artwork. I think you'll love it. So we're looking for a prediction on the Kentucky-Vandy game and also a season basketball prediction. We'll need the season basketball predictions done by Thursday to be in that competition. Just need winning. I need wins and losses and how far Kentucky goes in the big dance. 253-5959 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGlover Live@gmail.com. Jack Kane Ford would like to announce the Ford Friends and Neighbors pricing event. Normally reserved for employees, now for everyone for a limited time. All new cars, trucks, SUVs, every nameplate, including the F-150 and Mustang. You must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by January 4th, 2016. This is a hassle-free offer, no negotiating needed. Come to Jack Kane Ford, 5 minutes from New Soka Road, or log on to KaneFord.com and let us show you how much you can save with the Friends and Neighbors pricing. This doesn't happen every day, so take advantage now.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
when you step in all sports, you'll know you're supposed to not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. It's the hookup, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
come on, step your game up,
what's the
name
of all sports? If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
pick it up at all sports, pick it up at all sports.
All sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
I'm a third grade teacher.
I'm a school bus driver.
I am a parent.
I am a teacher's aide. And I agree to be identified
as a caring adult who pledges to help bullied students.
I will listen carefully to all students who seek my help
and act on their behalf
to put an immediate stop to bullying.
I will work with other caring adults to create a safe learning environment for all the students in my school.
In my school.
In my school.
In my school.
I'm Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students in Kentucky. One caring adult can make all the difference. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
Bully free. It starts with me.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
This holiday season, as you search the stores for the best deals on high-quality jewelry, start at Fixed in a Flash in the Idle Hour Shopping Center. Yes, the number one place for expert jewelry repair also carries new, hand-selected, high-quality jewelry. Fixed in a Flash offers layaway, custom jewelry, and special orders, too. If someone on your nice list needs a watch, Fixed in a Flash has a huge inventory just in time. Fixed in a Flash, not just jewelry repair, they want to be your jeweler. The Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road.
The lifeline for each American worker is their understanding that they will receive a fair day's pay for a hard day's work. Unfortunately, many employers in this country do not believe in this concept and look for ways to shortchange hardworking Americans out of their right to full and proper overtime and minimum wages. If you've received straight time pay, comp, or bank time for overtime work, or if your employer makes you work off the clock or doesn't pay you for all the time worked, such as drive time or prep time, you may be entitled to recover your rightful overtime wages. Even certain categories of salaried and commissioned employees must be paid overtime compensation for overtime hours worked. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you believe that you're entitled to overtime pay, call Morgan & Morgan at 1-800-MORGAN-LAW. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Lee Cruz.
I'm in a heap that has just been hit, and this guy is mad at me. I didn't even verbalize my words as I made eye contact with him as he flipped me off. All I remember was barking like a dog. I just looked at him. I went, arr, 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 arr.
Weekdays from 10 to noon on News Talk 590 WVLK on FM at 101.1.
Now back to the calls on Larry Glover Live on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, so welcome back to our program. I've mentioned this a couple of times, working on our studio here and redoing it and putting in some new equipment, trying to improve everything here, and I swear to you, it's going to be the death of me. I don't know what it is, but I cannot get all the bugs worked out. I've spent countless hours on the phone with technicians and manufacturers and test lines, and I swear to you, it is going to kill me. It is going to kill me. And that's what happened at the beginning of the show. I forgot to reconfigure my microphone for the equipment. Of all things, that'd be like the most important thing. Jeez, I'm very, very sorry about that. All right, let's go to your phone calls. We've got Gabe up. Gabe, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Larry, what's going on?
Not too much. What do you know?
You're having a rough day, huh?
I tell you, Gabe, in some ways, it was a really good day, or it could be a good day, but yeah. It's probably in the top five of the most stressful days of my life.
Well, whatever your problems are, I hope everything is going well.
Well, they're not with me. They're with my mother. My mother's got a little bit of a health scare going on right now, and it's weighing pretty heavily on me. I had several people text me last night, that listeners, and asked me if I was okay, because I obviously wasn't in the same mood, but. I try to keep it out of it, but it's been very, very trying the last couple of days.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I appreciate it.
It's rough when a family member is not doing well. It does cause stress on you.
Well, thank you.
I remember we gave the halfway point of the year. We gave marks to Stoops and the staff, and I think at that time I gave them a B for offense, and I think I gave them a C minus for defense, and now I'm going to revise that. I think the offense gets a D, and the defense gets an F, and the special teams get an F, and the overall performance is a D, because this team has not performed the way I expected them to, and I think your bet is pretty solid right now. I don't think that I won't be able to win seven games because
I'm looking up the I'm looking through my caller book to find our grades here, Gabe, so I can go over them.
Yeah.
Did we do that after the at the quarter pole or halfway mark? When did we do that?
It was halfway. It was halfway mark. They were 4-2.
Okay, that would have been
six or seven weeks.
Let me see here. I'm going through by the days. I wrote them down, but I can't seem to locate them here.
Yeah.
Well, keep talking. I'll find them. I mean, I think I gave them something like I think C offensively. I think B minus and a C plus overall. I think it was.
More important, win or lose, I think that Stoops has got to look at his staff and make some changes. And it starts with the offensive line coach. I don't think Schlarman doesn't survive. I think that he's too much of a rookie to be in that important position, and I think you have to go for an experienced guy. I remember when Joe Hall's son-in-law was here,
yep.
Not Florida. We had a good line coach then, and that's been proven because Florida hired him. Guy Morris.
Well, the question about Mike Summers, I think, would be is what kind of recruiter is he? Because, I think that's of paramount importance to the staff.
Mike Summers was, if you remember, was at Louisville.
Yep.
He did well there, and then he came to Kentucky and did well here, and then he went to Florida. And if Florida can hire you, you know, I think that you've got to overlook if recruiting is his weakness. I think there's enough guys on the staff there to overcome that. But you don't need 10 recruiters. You need a line coach that knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this line has regressed. It wasn't very good to begin with, but even John Toth, who was toted as an all SEC mm-hmm. caliber player, hasn't performed. You know, he's been called for several holding calls during the year, the line is just—I mean, they don't have anybody that can block at all. I mean, especially the passing.
You know, Gabe, I did an interview with Mark Krebs today, who's hosting for TJ tonight, and he asked me what that one area was that I thought Kentucky really needed to improve that would make a significant difference. And I said very matter-of-factly, improved offensive line play, I think, improves everything. I mean, I think the offense hinges on the offensive line play. I mean, I know we talk about that in some regards, in some context, and it's kind of generalized, I guess. And I think it applies to everybody to a certain degree. But I think to this Kentucky team specifically, it's vitally important because Kentucky doesn't have the individuals that can make plays on their own. They don't have a Leonard Fournette, a big, rugged running back that can run
right
through people, you know, or that kind of playmakers. If you have five-star guys all around a so-so offensive line, you can overcome it to a certain degree. Or if you have experienced guys, maybe you can overcome it to a certain degree. But Kentucky doesn't have that yet, you know. And I just think if the offensive, let's put it this way. You put Alabama's offensive line on Kentucky's roster on Saturday, and the offense jumps. I believe that.
Well, the disappointment is the fact that we played Eastern, and Eastern ran over them. I mean, you know, it was Eastern, and I think Louisiana Lafayette ran over them. I mean, it's just been one constant disappointment. The second area that I would definitely improve on is try to get a special teams coach. I remember Craig Nelson, when he was here, was an outstanding special teams guy. That's when they had Derek Abney, and you know, I don't know where Craig is now, but I think they need to reach out to a special teams guy that knows what he's doing, not Navier, but somebody that can go out there and really create special teams and get some mm-hmm. excitement.
By the way, Gabe, I found your grade. You gave the offense a C minus, the defense a B plus, and a B overall.
Yeah, that's amazing. because they were 4-2, but now they're 4-5. You know, so I mean, yeah. It's the three-quarter full now, and this has been a disaster right now. The other thing is, by the subject of DJ Elliott, I think if Stoops is making the calls, then he has to he has to reassess what he's doing, because I think it's taking too much from his head coaching ability to be a defensive coordinator. I think he has to turn that over, and I don't think you have to have a rookie in there. I think you have to, again, have an experienced guy. See, I think Stoops is gone the way that Hal Mumme did, is that he's hired friends, and it's hard to fire friends. Yeah. And you have to be professional. If you're going to be paid $3 million a year to coach football, then you have to be man enough to separate yourself from friends and hire the best people possible. Because
I take a little bit of exception. I respectfully disagree with this to a certain degree. Now, I think most coaches hire people that they've worked with, worked for, that are friends with. Nick Saban and Kirby Smith have been working together for a long, long, Kirby Smart, rather, have been working together for a long, long time. I'm guessing they would probably consider themselves friends. DJ Elliott was, a respected position coach. He was ready to have a chance to be a defensive coordinator. Shannon Dawson, I don't think, was friends with Mark Stoops. I mean, Neil Brown wasn't friends with Mark Stoops, and they got hired, you know. So John Schlarman, I don't think, was buddies with Stoops, and he got hired. So I'm not sure listen, it's one thing to say that, you know, hire coaches, and if it doesn't work, I'd be willing to make a change. I think it's a fair point. I don't know, though. I don't see a lot of nepotism on Kentucky's roster. There's some, but not a lot. I mean, no more really than other schools, I don't think.
Well, I'm going to give Dawson a pass simply because it's his first year. I think he deserves another chance to upgrade the offense, but I think the defense definitely has to have some changes made, because I think that's where this thing has really collapsed. And
Gabe, I got to run.
All right,
but
we'll see
in the words of my buddy, you got to finish like Secretariat, the Belmont.
All right,
all right, thank you, appreciate it. All right, we'll come back. We'll pick the pace up a little bit. We've got a bunch of calls to get to. Tom, is that Stud? Is that right? Larry, JB as well. We'll get to those calls after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. This is Larry. I want to take a moment to tell you about my friends over at Sutton's Restaurant. Now, they've been my favorite place to get a bite for a while now, because they offer the best food around. Everything is made from scratch right there in the kitchen at Sutton's. It's not pre-made, shipped in, and then warmed up like a lot of places. My favorite is the ravioli, and it's now on the menu full-time, along with some other great dishes like the fish and chips, the mahi-mahi grilled or blackened, the garlic cheese parmesan cheese fries, four new burgers, and the sriracha shrimp pizza, which my wife really likes. Now, Sutton's also has music on the patio Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays, weather permitting, of course, so you can make a night of it at Sutton's. They're located on the corner of Richmond Road and Manowar Boulevard, and if you've never been to Sutton's, do yourself a favor and just go once. I promise you, you'll go back again, because the food is just that good. Check out Sutton's Restaurant. Jack Kane Ford would like to announce the Ford Friends and Neighbors pricing event. Normally reserved for employees, now for everyone for a limited time. All new cars, trucks, SUVs, every nameplate, including the F-150 and Mustang. You must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by January 4th, 2016. This is a hassle-free offer, no negotiating needed. Come to Jack Kane Ford, 5 minutes from New Soka Road, or log on to KaneFord.com and let us show you how much you can save with the Friends and Neighbors pricing. This doesn't happen every day, so take advantage now.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path. And proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with the common camp, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Open one yourself.
Sky will continue to clear through this evening. Temperatures, they are getting brisk. We'll fall into the 40s during the evening, and overnight low takes us down to the upper 30s. Your day tomorrow, it's Veterans Day. If you are a veteran, thank you. If you happen to see a veteran, thank them. A partly sunny, breezy, and warm day with highs going into the upper 60s. Thunderstorms will come through the area Wednesday night into early Thursday. Some of those could be strong, so we'll keep an eye on that. Thursday, the showers will be ending. We'll be in the low 60s and a breezy day. And then Friday, sunshine, but highs just in the low 50s. I'm LA City Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
It's 49 degrees in Fair at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Weather is brought to you by Lex Rooter Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Lex Rooter, we keep you flowing. Serving Lexington and surrounding areas. Locally owned and operated. 859-269-0155.
Do you want a massage every day in the comfort of your own home? At the Healthy Back Store, we carry a huge selection of massage chairs, including the Anata Dreamwave, the most technologically advanced massage chair in the world. It's like a personal masseuse you can keep in your own living room. Perfect for relaxing or relieving tight muscles and a painful back. Find great prices on massage chairs from brands including Anata, Positive Posture, Cozia, and Svago. Visit the Healthy Back Store inside the mall at Lexington Green or healthyback.com.
The Healthy Back Store.
He's like a cool morning breeze.
Well, now, this is unusual. Here, I read that little story to give Al a chance to get into the studio. He came in briefly, and now he's back in the newsroom. Hey! Big Al! Wow. Let's get on the stick here. Let's do some news here, boy.
Dave Kessling with the Saturday Morning Show.
It'll be great.
6 to 8 on News Talk 590 WVLK. On FM at 101.1.
I'm Tim McGraw, and I have a challenge for you. Millions of Americans have type 2 diabetes, and I've seen how it impacts people from all walks of life. If you have diabetes, accept my challenge at americasdiabeteschallenge.com.
This is Sports Central 590 WVLK. Now back to Larry Glover Live. All right, so welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. We got to hustle. I got too wordy, or too gabbing with Gabe too much, and we got Phil behind. Let's go to Tom next up. Tom, welcome.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I've been better, Tom.
I'm listening to you on iHeart. I'm over in North Carolina, but you know you run way behind on iHeart. I wonder what's the deal there.
It's so far above my pay grade, Tom. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I don't know.
Okay, but anyway, let me ask you. Mark Stoops, right now, I think if my calculation is correct, his record is 4-11. After Mitch Barnhart gave him the big raise. He gave him a big raise last year. Mm-hmm. Since then, he lost six games last year. He's lost five games this year. Mm-hmm. And my question is, I mean, I know he's a good guy, and we all like him. He's amiable, and he can recruit. But do we know whether he can really coach a team or not?
We're going to find out, Tom. I think that's the million-dollar question. That's really the last hurdle to overcome, because he's proven he can handle all the other aspects of being a coach, the PR and the schmoozing, the boosters, and they can recruit. He can obviously help fundraise to get stuff done in terms of facility and capital projects. The last remaining hurdle he's got to prove he can do is he's got to prove that he is a competent game day coach and that he can improve players.
I agree with that. Now, I want to get my prediction in here if I can. Yeah. I'm going to pick, as much as I hate to, I'm going to pick Vandy 10-7 over Kentucky.
I think that was my prediction. I was joking around with Bruce on Twitter. I said that he said Vandy will win 5-3. I said actually they'll win 6-3 and cover. So,
well, I don't know. I just don't have any confidence in the offense of this team. I think if we're gonna ever get this program going, I think we have to have. We have to have more passing. The air raid. I mean, there is no air raid to this offense. And if you look at the teams that have been successful, coming from the raising up out of the ashes, so to speak, like the Oregons, the TCU's, the Baylor's, they don't do it playing smash mouth football. We'll never succeed in the SEC playing smash mouth football. It just won't happen. We've got to get a good quarterback, and we got to get good receivers. Mm-hmm. And this Bolin kid, by the way, that's playing at Louisville that we passed up on is exactly the kind of quarterback we need at Kentucky.
Well, I mean, with the right offensive line, maybe Patrick Toles is the quarterback, or maybe Drew Barker's the quarterback. I mean, that's the thing. If Tom Brady were the quarterback at Kentucky, behind Kentucky's offensive line, I'm not quite sure what he would be able to accomplish.
Well, that's a good point. Can you tell me, Larry, and I'll let you let me go. Where does Mark Stoops stack up as far as what coaches are being paid? I mean, is $3 or $4 million what we're paying him? Is that in the top 20 or top 30 in the country? I mean, are we getting our money's worth here?
Well, he's not making $4 million. I think it's around $3 million. I can't remember exactly what the actual number is for this year. Okay. I think it's below the crease in the SEC, probably what, eighth, something like the eighth or ninth.
Okay, all right. So we need to be eighth or ninth in the league, and we're actually not right now.
Well, I guess in theory, yes. I think that would be correct.
I think David Cutcliffe would have been a good choice. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, he's done a good job at Duke, but, you know, Cutcliffe struggled at Ole Miss.
Well, yeah, that's true, maybe so, but he is doing a good job at Duke, and I don't know. I just think he's a real good coach. I'm not knocking Mark Stoops. Maybe he's going to be great. But I just see a lot of things that make me wonder.
Well, here's the thing about it, too. It's hard to compare Kentucky's situation to a school in a different conference that's easier to grow within that conference. I mean, listen, ACC's got, you know, a handful, two, three, four teams at the top. But the rest of the ACC is garbage. I mean, it isn't that good, really. I mean, it's much easier to climb the ladder. You could be pretty decent and be fourth in the league, you know, and in SEC, if you're pretty decent, you're 10th in the league. You know, it's a big difference. That's where the people complain. People like to compare the top. You know, Florida State, you know, won the national championship. Ohio State won the national title. That proves the SEC is not top dog anymore. But it isn't just about winning the national championship that makes the SEC the toughest conference. The toughness of the SEC is the depth, you know, from top to bottom. And I know people like to say, well, you know, so-and-so lost, in a bowl game. Bowl games, oftentimes, teams don't show up for that stuff. You know, especially if a program that thinks they're going to play for a national championship and they go 8-4 instead and go to the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl or something like that, they just check out. And, you know, I was watching on the NFL Network last night. I was watching, football – a profile in a football life with Dick Vermeil. He was talking about the UCLA team getting ready for the Rose Bowl for Ohio State, how the players just wanted to have fun. They didn't want to practice. They wanted to have a good time. And I think oftentimes that sort of falls over a program when they get ready for a bowl game. So I think bowl games are kind of, unless it's for like the, you know, championship or something, I think most bowl games are not a good barometer for how conferences stack up against each other.
I agree with that.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's go to we have Stud. Is that right? Stud next?
It's Doug, actually, there.
Hey, Doug. I don't know why I got Stud out there. So, hey, you could be a stud for all I know.
Hey, I've been called that before, too. So,
well, good for you. Lucky man.
I heard a national football writer the other day say that teams might get into bowl games this year with a 5-7 record because the bowls have contracts with all the conferences. Yeah. And some of the major conferences right now, it doesn't look like some of the teams in those lower levels are going to make 6 wins. Have you ever heard of that before?
Doug, maybe the rules have changed. I don't want to say, you know, definitively that it can't happen. It's always been my understanding that you must be at least 500 to get to go to a bowl game. And if let's say hypothetically speaking, the SEC didn't have enough teams to fill their allotments. If that happens, rather than take a team that's 5-7 out of the SEC, the Bulls are then able to go to other conferences and get teams that do qualify to fill that bowl slot. So I think that's the case, but I wouldn't bet my next paycheck on it because rules change all the time, and oftentimes it doesn't get reported or gets underpublicized. But it's always been my impression that you have to be at least 500 or 6 wins to be bowl eligible.
Yeah, that's all I'd ever heard was 6 wins, and I was surprised when I heard him say that, but I just wondered if anybody else had ever heard that before.
I have not heard that, but I'll do some checking around, but I don't think that's the case. I think you have to be 500, and if a conference can't fulfill their obligations or requirements for teams to a particular bowl, then that bowl is then allowed to pursue teams out of other conferences.
I tell you, I'm pulling for Stoops still, but I'm really having some doubts. Well, I guess we'll see Saturday, but
I'm really
worried about it.
You know, I would much rather my fan base be angry than discouraged, because discouraged I mean, if you're angry, it means you hope for better and you're not getting it. Discouraged means you no longer have hope that it's getting better. So, and I think that when Joker was fired and they brought in Stoops, I think there was a good portion of the fan base that was discouraged. And I think the recruiting successes inspired hope and instilled, the hopes that a better day was ahead. But what I worry is the meltdown last year and the beginning stages of maybe this year is going to let that discouragement and that you're resigning yourself to the fact that it can't be done here kind of feeling.
Let me give you a discouraging prediction, and I'll get off here.
Hey, Doug, real quick, Lou just texted me and said he heard that they could take a 5-7 team. I've never heard that. I'll have to look that up.
Okay, yeah, this was a national writer, and you figured he would know. He seemed like he knew.
You would think he would want to make a big mistake like that, declaring it to be true. I mean, it'd be one thing if you speculated that it could be true, or maybe, or I think, or possibly, or it should be. But to say that it is and not be true in a national column would be embarrassing. I got to run, Doug. Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Larry and JB after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
Sports in Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine Big Blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at allsportslex.com. Allsportslex.com. All Sports in Fayette Mall.
Jack Kane Ford would like to announce the Ford Friends and Neighbors pricing event. Normally reserved for employees, now for everyone for a limited time. All new cars, trucks, SUVs, every nameplate, including the F-150 and Mustang. You must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by January 4th, 2016. This is a hassle-free offer, no negotiating needed. Come to Jack Kane Ford, 5 minutes from Newsooker Road, or log on to KaneFord.com and let us show you how much you can save with the Friends and Neighbors pricing. This doesn't happen every day, so take advantage now.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
We do not need media moderators, period, from any channel, cable, or network, period. The campaigns should be able to sit down, I don't care how many campaigns are involved, and decide on a process that they think is rational so they can appeal to Republican members in the Republican primary process.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Weeknights at 8 o'clock on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Every morning, that dirty, yucky, gunky, grimy mess swims slowly around your washbowl while your stopped-up drain bubbles like a witch's brew.
A stopped-up drain is annoying, but don't let it become an overflow emergency. Don Howard Plumbing's 24-7 service means you can call Don Howard any hour with no overtime. And right now, Don Howard is offering a $99 special cleaning for any drain line. When you make a call, they make a difference. Call Don Howard any hour at 559-0625. 559-0625. You'll get a real person.
And now, an exclusive invitation from ABC and Jennifer Lopez.
November 22nd, I'm hosting the hottest party of the year, the American Music Awards.
It's a night jam-packed with every big name in music.
And it's live.
With performances by
One Direction,
5 Seconds of Summer,
Selena Gomez,
Demi Lovato,
Nick Jonas,
Carrie Underwood,
Walk the Moon,
and your host, Jennifer Lopez.
Kiss everything you know about award shows. Goodbye.
The American Music Awards, Sunday, November 22nd, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. so I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread, pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit, ready to roll.
Now get a $140 mail-in rebate on four select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card, other tire manufacturer, rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
You're listening to Larry Glover Live right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, so welcome back to our program. Tonight's show brought to you by Jack King Ford, offering great quality cars at great prices. Make sure you check them out on their website as well. You can see pictures and videos of everything they got in stock at KingFord.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Larry next up. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Larry. Hey. I didn't get to hear, so I'm very cautious. You said something about your mother. What is it?
Oh, my mother has a little bit of a health issue that's been pretty stressful the last couple of days.
I'll tell you what, I'll pray for her.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That'll do more good than anything. Anyway.
She needs it.
You know, if you take 5 and 16, 5 and 7, whatever it is, I guess you can call them the garbage bowl because that's basically what you're getting down to. You know, I mean, you start taking them kind of teams like that. You know, even 6 and 5, you're getting down pretty shallow. But, you know, I was listening to Gabe, and he was blaming a lot on the defense. But to me, the defense is to blame some. Mm-hmm. But when you got a defense on the field as much as they are, I mean, they were flat wore out. The offense didn't get them a chance. Three and out. Just keep going three and out. You know, and didn't get no. I mean, sooner or later, they're going to give up. I mean, it was basically like that a few years ago. You know, the defense gets out there, and they work their butts off, and the offense doesn't do nothing, you know, and don't give them any reason to get any hope. But, I mean, you're just gassed in the fourth quarter. So you know.
Well, I think that's precisely what's happened to them, Larry. I think the defense has gotten to the point where they're just getting worn down. You know, I mean, they're just constantly put in tough situations by the offense, constantly having to go back out there after a 50-second drive. You know, I just think that the defense has just gotten to the point where it's hard to keep putting for par all the time. And Kentucky's defense has been putting for par the first four or five games, and it's catching up with them.
Well, Larry, you know, I hope Stoops gets to stick around because I do think he will get it turned around. You know, at the beginning of the year, and everybody made predictions, I think we both said 6-5. I mean, it's 6-6 or whatever it is. But yeah. Anyway, a lot of people, when they won in two games, they went overboard, and everybody was jumping up 9 wins and 8 wins. And I thought, wow. I hope you're all right, but you look at the schedule. We're still playing the SEC schedule. Mm-hmm. But Kentucky, you know, I think everybody wants it to happen so quick, you know, but getting blown out, I think, the last three games, that's what's so disheartening. You know, we would have lost by close games, you know, but you still went into the Vandy game thinking, well, we got a chance. But I tell you what, Larry, if they don't beat Vanderbilt, we're not going to no bowl. We're not going to beat Louisville. I don't see any way.
I agree.
I really don't, Larry.
Larry, I got to run. I get to get JB before the break there. But I agree with you. I think the game against Vandy is absolutely vital and critical to get that W. And I think it's the biggest game of the Supes era. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's go to JB next up. JB, welcome to the show.
Hey, Larry. I got a question about the offense. From what I see with the offense and just what I know, that offense, when they load the box up the way they do coming at the quarterback, one of the big things with that offense is you're supposed to do the little, you know, the little dunk and dink short passes to spread the defense out. And mm-hmm. and I don't understand, and maybe you can answer this or maybe someone else, all these guys know this offense and know that's the way it works. And why they never try to do that. And I just don't understand why Stoops, I mean, you know, I know he's a defensive guy, but all the teams that he's been on, you know, with his brothers and stuff, they run that offense. And I just don't – we never see the little short passes.
I can't answer that question. I just can't, JB. I don't know the answer to that.
I would like maybe ask Lonnie about that because, you know, the guy, our coordinator, that's all they do at West Virginia. And it spreads the ball. He learned from Hal Mumme, and Hal Mumme invented that. I mean, you know, I don't know if he really invented it. I'm just saying. But it's just kind of mind-boggling because that opens up the run, that opens up the vertical pass down the field, and I just don't understand what they're doing. I mean, that's my whole.
Yeah.
I guess nobody does. But that is what's wrong with our defense, is, as you know, our defense is just gassed. Because, you know, if you look at these games against, we probably wouldn't have won anyway, but particularly Tennessee and Georgia, I mean, it was relatively a reasonable score there at halftime. And they were just gassed. So,
you know, and it's not even physical fatigue, it's mental fatigue, you know. That's it, because it wears you down mentally. It mentally fatigues you to constantly go out there and bail out the other side. And you know, it'd be different if you have a defense, you know, like an Alabama might have or an LSU might have, where you can physically overwhelm people. But Kentucky didn't have that ability to overwhelm people.
Well, I'm going to give a prediction before I get off the phone. I think it's going to be Kentucky 17, Vandy 10. And I think you're going to get a good dose of Patrick Toles running the ball.
Well, I would like to see him. Jeff Drummond, who's, by the way, is under the weather again tonight, but he texted me yesterday saying, you know, why not just go to maybe not exclusively a Wildcat package with JoJo, but why not make that a good percentage of your offense? If nothing else, to give different looks. You know, have Patrick line up under center and then audible, and he shifts over, and JoJo drops in a Wildcat and catches people flat-footed like that, you know, every once in a while to maybe make a big play. You got to try something. All right, JB, appreciate the call. Thank you much.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with hour number two. Open topic, the first hour, Mark Story. We'll be here in the second part of the hour to talk Kentucky football next here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack King Ford.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
Hi, folks. This is Larry. My friends at Redmond's Garden Center are gearing up for the fall, and that's the best time to add scenery around your home. Redmond's has the best selection of container trees and shrubs, and as always, Redmond's offers the highest quality. They're also offering 20% off all flowering and shade trees right now, as well as all tree form hollies, including Castle Spire, Centennial Girl, Christmas Jewel, Dragon Lady Foster, and Nellie Stevens. And if you need a little help with your curbside appeal, well, Redmond's can help you there, too, with their full landscape division. They've also got a full line of mums, pansies, fodder shocks, pumpkins, gourds, and Indian corn that will perfectly accent all the beautiful colors in your landscape. Redmond's Gift Shop has tons of great gift ideas like wind chimes, pots, and fountains. If you like making your home look its best like I do, then go to Redmond's Garden Center, located at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or find them on the web at redmondsgarden.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-801-4500. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-801-4500. 800-801-4500. That's 800-801-4500.
News Talk 590.
Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. Depend on it.
WBLK Lexington.
A Cumulus station. It's 7 o'clock.
Race war, fiery crash. I'm Barbara Cusack. Two men described as white supremacists by authorities have been charged in Virginia with trying to illegally buy weapons and explosives. They allegedly were going to use the materials to attack synagogues and black churches. A business jet crashed in northeast Ohio this afternoon, hitting a couple of homes before bursting into flames. Ohio State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Bill Haymaker.
It's unknown how many are in the plane at this time. We do know there are deaths in the plane.
At least two people are known dead. Fast food workers demanding a $15 an hour minimum wage staged walkouts in hundreds of cities across the U.S. today. This woman was among demonstrators in the L.A. area.
Rent's going up, utilities going up, food's going up, but wages are not going up. We need our wages to go up. We need to survive.
Republican presidential candidates face off in their fourth debate tonight. The first of two debates gets underway at this hour, with the eight higher polling candidates taking the stage at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Barbara Cusack. Homeland Security officials in the U.S. are taking a closer look at aviation security vulnerabilities in the aftermath of a Russian plane crashing in Egypt. Correspondent Renee Marsh.
The major concern is that insider threat, the individual at these airports, the individual who works with an airline who has that unfettered secure access to the airport as well as the aircraft.
Two police officers in Louisiana are being held on $1 million bond each in the shooting of an autistic six-year-old in his father's car. Of course,